Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here we go. Welcome to our number one. It's the original recipe podcast. We stayed up all night to provide you with fresh audio content on this, the last day of the month of April. Happy April 30th. It's a Tuesday here, and we get right into it. Turn out the lights. The party's over. In La La Land, what is your knee-jerk reaction to LeBron James and the Lakers being jettisoned from the playoffs? Also, how do the odds look on LeBron James' future with the Lakers? We have some telling audio, which is a dead giveaway. Also, where do things sit with Darvin Ham as the coach going forward with the purple and gold? We'll cover all of that and much more as Jamal Murray ends the Lakers season. We'll get to it right now. Here it is, our number one. If you had the Lakers winning the NBA championship this year, you are a loser. They're done. Welcome in the beginning of another night of the Ben Maller Show, the funeral of the Lakers, as we are in the air everywhere, eyeball to eyeball, as we are a beast of burden, coast to coast, border to border and beyond, on the vast and bluntly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the ball, the money ball of Gaul, as we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there, an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. Queen Roxanne, who now works the dreaded day shift, says even though she's working the day shift, that's a lot, 10,000. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be in our lead this hour. Let's not waste time with anything other than the story of the night here. From the Rocky Mountains, it was Last Chance Saloon for LeBron and the Lakers. You either win the game or it's curtains and you're ejected from the postseason. Now, if you did not watch, and based on the email feedback I get, you aren't watching, but don't worry. I am. I got nothing else going on. I sit on my fat ass every night. I got games on. And so it's our good mitzvah. So here's how it ended. Jamal Murray. Now, he had 32 points. That's a lot, right? 32 points is a lot. We were told he might not even play in the game. There was very dramatic reporting of a calf injury, strained calf. Will he play? Will he not play? I didn't spend much time worried about that, but others did. More importantly, though, at the end of the game, game on the line, LeBron makes a couple foul shots. Nuggets get the ball, 26 seconds to go. And Denver on offense, they go down the two-man game with the Joker and Jamal Murray. And then the game-winning dagger with 3.6 seconds on the clock. And that's it. The reigning NBA champion Nuggets have decommissioned LeBron and the Lakers out of the playoffs yet again. A gentleman sweep this time, 108-106, the final, as it's curtains for the Lakers. The Nuggets will now move on. They will play Minnesota in what should be a very compelling matchup. Maybe not for our purposes, but if you just like watching basketball, seems like that would be a pretty good series to watch, assuming that we don't get the official interference and the other meddling that normally happens in the NBA product. But that's a conversation for another day. The better story is in the losing locker room. So what is your knee-jerk reaction? Knee-jerk reaction to LeBron James and the Lakers being jettisoned from the postseason by Denver. So I've got the Orchid Man, Trap Door, and Hawaiian Luau. And we will combine all of these random things together, and we're going to make a cheesy hat, which Lorena is wearing. She's got a cheesy hat on tonight. All right, so A, I loved the agony factor. If you had said, hey, how do you want this thing to end between the Nuggets and Lakers? What is the most possible painful ending? Now, it would have been more painful if this had been Game 7. Right? That would have been better. But I didn't want to even mess around with the Game 7. So for my purposes, this was poetry in motion, watching Jamal Murray. And I'm not even a Nuggets fan. All right, I have issues with Denver since I ate those Rocky Mountain oysters a couple years back after the Clippers and Nuggets played. But that's a different conversation again. So here's the deal. Listen, in terms of agony, heartbreak, all that, the Lakers in every one of these games, you thought, well, they got a shot to win. Every one of the games, right? But what happens? Bad teams lose close games. Worst teams blow leads in playoff games. The Lakers had a lead in every single game at halftime. They were leading halfway through the game. And then they got on and rode the vomit comet down the stretch, most of the time in the fourth quarter. So strike up the band. La 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 la, la la la, hey, hey, goodbye. See you later, LeBron. See you later. Ha ha. The house of cards. They could not handle the Joker. You see what I did there? Yeah. All right. Anyway, unable to execute on both defense and offense. Missed foul shots in the game on Monday night here. But that was a Rhodes Scholar performance in clutch basketball by Jamal Murray, who was the Orchid Man, exterminating the purple and gold from the postseason, the pests that they are, and keeping pests in their place. Jamal Murray, good job by him. Denver did not even play their A or B game in most of these matchups. They didn't. That's how far ahead the Nuggets are than the Lakers. And everyone that knows basketball knows this, that Denver did not even have to play top-notch basketball to beat the Lakers. That's how inferior the Laker franchise is at this point. Jokic, give me an example. He had seven turnovers in the game. Seven! Seven turnovers in the game on Monday night, and it didn't matter. Nuggets, just they're toying around. It's like Play-Doh. The Lakers were like Play-Doh for the Nuggets. They're like, hey, what are we going to do? How do we want to win? Okay. All right, now, turning the page. The drumbeat has grown louder that LeBron James has played his final game as a member of the purple and gold. There was a report early in the day on Monday that said LeBron, that was going to be his last game as a Laker. That was it. Now, LeBron was asked about this, and here's what LeBron James had to say. Here's LeBron James' commentary asked about whether or not he'll be back, the future, all that. Take a listen.
Tonight, was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that.
Oh, appreciate it. He's gone! He's gone! Oh, my God! He hates the Lakers. LeBron James just spat a loogie in Jeannie Buss's eye. He hates the Lakers. If you want to stay with the Lakers, you say, I love it here. I don't want to play anywhere else. I worship Kobe Bryant and Magic Johnson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He didn't say, play it again. Play it again. I want to hear it
tonight,
again.
Was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that.
No!
Appreciate it.
Oh, my God. He hates him. He hates him. He can't even wear the color purple anymore. My God. I was. Oh, what a dagger. Play it again. Play it. I want to hear it again. Play
tonight,
it.
Was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that.
Oh!
Appreciate it.
You know, if somebody comes up to me and says, hey, are you you going to do another show for Fox Sports Radio? Yes! Of course, I have bills to pay. But I'm not going anywhere, all right? I love it here. I love every cockroach in the hallways. I can't get enough. But LeBron? Nah, I'm not going to answer that question. That sounds like a man who's already checked out. That sounds like a man who's checked out. So how do the odds look on LeBron James? All kidding aside, how do the odds look on LeBron and his future with the Lakers? Now, that doesn't sound very good. Wow. So Maller Sportsbook line on LeBron leaving La La Land. I'm going to set this at minus 225. Now, if you're not good with math, that works out in Maller math to about a 70% chance that LeBron is done. And I might have to up those odds after what I just heard. But I'm going 70% on the Maller odds on this. And here's why. The Lakers are what's known as a faux contender. They're not legit. LeBron knows that. Anthony Davis is Humpty Dumpty. And that's, we saw it. He looked like he stepped on a landmine when he hurt his shoulder. You would have thought he had been, you know, died. And he stayed in there. It wasn't very effective from that point forward. But that's a typical Anthony Davis performance. He teases you. And then he vanishes. How many times does he have to do it before you say, okay, that's who he is? So LeBron knows that. And the rest of the roster, it's a hodgepodge of nothingness. The players that are just generic NBA players. LeBron's contract, though, here's the key part. It has a trap door, and that allows him to become a free agent. And that's why it's obvious LeBron, he didn't say, I want to stay, right? That clause combined with the possibility that Bronny, who sucks, by the way, who's a backup on a bad SC team in the Pac-12 when that conference used to exist last year, but Bronny James will likely be drafted because of his daddy, right? That's just like people in Hollywood get jobs in movies because their parents were famous actors. And so LeBron's kid's going to be drafted, and that'll allow LeBron to exit stage left. So I was texting some people during the day because I saw this story that LeBron was likely to leave, and a little birdie who may or may not have a phone and may or may not know people, said, keep an eye on the Alamo. Keep an eye on the Alamo. Now, I responded, why the hell would LeBron want to live in San Antonio? That doesn't make any sense. But from the NBA marketing perspective, the Spurs have Wemby. He's on the launching pad. He's the next big thing, right? It's like the passing of the baton. And certainly he's a different type of player, much different than LeBron. But that setup, and the Spurs have a couple of high second-round picks. Bronny James projected to be not drafted, but some say he'll be a second-round pick. And so if you take Bronny James, you get LeBron, you sell tickets. More importantly, you get primetime TV matchups. And the NBA would love to have LeBron prop up Wemby even higher. And you know, we know LeBron's buddies with that the lunatic Greg Popovich, and they add a little razzle dazzle. So that does make sense. Whether LeBron wants to live in San Antonio is a different conversation. But as I've been told many times, if you've got a lot of money, there's a Beverly Hills in every city. There's a really nice part of town in every city. The one I'm looking at is New York. The Knicks have a good team. Jalen Brunson, though, is the alpha. I don't know that Brunson would want to futz around with LeBron, but the Knicks have a couple of late first-round picks, and would LeBron go to New York? He had a chance a couple of times in his career, and he passed on the Knickerbockers, but that's an interesting one. All right, last word quickly. Where do things sit with Darvin Ham as coach of the Lakers? Where are things looking for Darvin Ham? And we have a little Darvin Ham here. Here is Darvin Ham commenting on what's been like for him the last couple of years. Take a listen. Let's go to the audio tape.
It's tough. I, my mind's all over the place right now, so that's a great question, but maybe at some point later on I'd give you an answer. It's been a hell of a 2 years, though, I tell you that.
Yeah, he sounds like he knows he's toast also. You had Anthony Davis call him out saying the team's is not coached well. That was Anthony Davis. My favorite was D'Angelo Russell eating snacks on the bench while the Lakers are playing. Hey, I like eating snacks too. My God. But Darvin Ham is the favorite to be thrown overboard. If you look around, the Lakers outplayed down the stretch, outcoached in the second half and the fourth quarter of these games. And by the book would say Darvin Ham will be roasted like a pig at a traditional Hawaiian luau, that's going to happen. Now, there is a scenario where Darvin Ham continues on as the coach. The easiest way for him to escape the boiling cauldron would be for LeBron to hit the eject button and go somewhere else. And then that would give the Lakers a path to say, well, we don't want to change everything. We want to keep Darvin Ham around, and we're not going to, you hit the reset button with the roster, but we want to have some continuity with Darvin Ham. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you'd like to be part of this, you can join us right now. Lines open, and you can be part of the program right now. Speakeasy rules are in effect. Although, I think tomorrow we'll do a newbie night. We haven't done a newbie night in a while, so tomorrow we'll do a newbie night. But not a newbie night right now. Also on X, at Ben Maller. That is at Ben Maller. If you'd like to be part of the program, a little peacock talk. You know the birds with the feathers? A little peacock talk. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's ZYN.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The great silent majority of listeners to the Ben Maller Show sit on the sidelines never having their opinions heard. You're invited to break the glass ceiling by taking up gigabytes with the Ben Maller Show. Just follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you can post at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason, your news guy, your announcer guy. I'm at Eddie on Fox. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Eugene in Chicago is up late with us. He says, hey, Ben, what does LeBron James, Kevin Durant, and Steph Curry, what do they have in common? And then he says, Cancun. Yeah. I think we should replace Cancun with
arriba, arriba, andre, andre, yeehaw!
Galveston, Texas. Yeah, Charles Barkley said that, I think he was talking about the Pelicans, that they should, instead of Cancun, they should go to Galveston, Texas. I've never been to Galveston, Texas. I don't know much about it, but Barkley said the water is really bad there. It's dirty water. Is it? Have you been there, Eddie? Have you been to Galveston, Texas?
No, sir. I have not. I have not been there.
You cannot
confirm. And have no plans to go there.
That's not on your bucket list to travel to?
It is not.
Because what if the Chargers played a game there in Galveston? You'd be going, right?
Probably not.
You would not go there. What if let's say the Houston Texans say we're going to play a game down in Galveston, where that's where people go on vacation. So we'll go down there and hang out, and the Chargers are the team, and it's like a big game.
Well, no offense to the fine folks of Galveston, but yeah. When we go to a road game for the Chargers, it's usually a destination that we would like to visit or have plans to visit.
Oh, look at that.
And Galveston is not on the list. I've got to be honest.
Maybe there's
it.
Something nice. I don't know. I just heard Barkley the other day ripping Galveston.
I heard that as well, yeah.
Texas, which I thought was funny, but I usually chuckle at what Charles Barkley
Anyone
said.
Else on the crew ever been to Galveston, Texas?
Nope.
No.
I want to go to Texas, but I've never even been.
Well, it's kind of a large state. There's many places to go. I think you should go to El Paso because there's been some good songs written about El Paso.
Well, my mom's
I've heard,
from San Antonio,
not so
Texas.
Good things about it. My dad was from Texas, so
yeah. What's that town we get the treats from, Eddie? The Bucky stuff. Where's that from? Donna, Texas?
Yes, yeah, that's Donna. Right. That's right.
We Donna. Should all go to Donna, Texas and do a show.
Well,
right on the border, right there with Mexico. Just boom. Do the show.
Have not been to Jerry World, so that would probably be on the list of places for...
You've been going to these road games for years, and you've never made
it
to
There was
Jerry.
Plans to go. I think it was a... I might be wrong about this. I think it was a Thanksgiving game, maybe, a few years back, and something happened, and we didn't go, but it's on the list. It is on the short list.
We could do a tour and call it the Ben Maller Texas Road Tour.
I love it. That's
I like great. How Lorena has her hand up like she's in school or something.
Now, here's what
it's
you do.
Polite.
Lorena, just contact the sales department. I pitched years ago. I said we should get one of these overnight diners and just go around to different locations.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah. Yeah. They laughed at me and hung up the phone when I said that. But I thought it would be a great idea, right? We're on all over. They got people late at night. You know, we can hit different restaurants.
And we definitely would have our similar callers that would be probably frequenting those diners, right?
Yeah, we did a show from the Waffle House, Eddie. How great would that be?
Oh, boy.
Come on, live radio from the Waffle House.
I think we'd need a
Waffle
guard,
eating
though.
Contest.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'd be all over that.
Yeah, I love it. Diamond Man, Jason writes in, says, the Lakers lose. LeBron fans looking to defend him. Thinking, what can this hurt? Well, if you have ever been in a farmhouse, you know the outcome. Okay, I think I might be missing some of that. Spock's Weed writes in, says, all hail the return of the Vomit Comet. I've seen it on a starry sky in Denver, he says. Head News writes in, says, A-plus on the Lakers' self-proclaimed goat meltdown monologue, Ben. Watch out for Sam Presti and OKC. To make a run at KD or possibly draft Bronny with one of their 20 picks that they have in the bank. I could see Durant going back there. I could see that. Some kind of full circle, even though he started in Seattle with the old Supersonics and then that oil baron stole the team and moved it to Oklahoma. HL writes in and says, Ben, it's tough to sleep when I'm laughing so hard. A-plus on the opening Maller monologue.
Thank
well,
you.
Thank you. I'll try to be boring. So you can sleep. I'll try to put you to sleep. Maybe I'll put like Mark the Full Name guy on. That'll put you right to sleep. Masshole Mickey writes in. I'm kidding, Mark. Calm down. It's called sarcasm, something you don't know. Masshole Mickey writes in, says, passing grade on the Maller monologue. Here's the monthly reminder that you can remind all of your colleagues that picked the Lakers Yeah, that video that was put out on social media. And it was like, all Laker fanboys for the most part. Anyway.
For the record, I did not pick the Lakers, even though my picks were omitted from the final video.
There. Monsi did not include you. She left
well,
you
I
on
said,
the
floor. She did include the part where I said I haven't watched an NBA game all year. So maybe that was a part of why she didn't include it. But I did not pick the Lakers.
Yeah, that might have a little bit to do with that. Masso, Mickey also says, again, remind your colleagues to pick the Lakers to win the chip, that they already won the mid-season tournament, so it's not so bad there. And they did hang a banner. Rob in Vegas says, classic Maller wheelhouse opening monologue situation. King purse plus MSG, perfect material arrangement with its flaws. Can't wait, he says. Cannot wait. Well, it doesn't matter. I'll be in. LeBron could play on the moon. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care. I'll be right here. Behind the microphone, King Rory writes in, the King Rory, says, since LeBron's days as a Laker are over, what will his Laker legacy be best known for? The Mickey Mouse Championship or first ever in-season tournament champions? Lastly, how great would it be if LeBron joined the People's Team? No, wash your mouth out with soap and water. We're good on
that. You're going to have another march. You and Clipper Darryl are going to march on
That was before LeBron became a douchebag. But Clipper Darryl will be back. Clipper Darryl will be back next season. He's not allowed to go to that arena on Skid Row because one of the thug security guards at that arena almost killed him with a sucker punch to the great Clipper Darryl. But as I understand it, he will be back. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but he will be back at the new arena, the Taj Mahal in the Hood in Inglewood, next season when that thing opens up. Yefimi writes in from Chicago. He says, hey, Maller, A+. With a Mickey D Sunday on the Maller monologue, the Cubs are now in first place with that epic win earlier against the Metropolitans. Also, remember to leave those shopping carts anywhere you want after you're at the grocery store. And then Yefimi says he's got a Cubby Chubby, which we have the song, the Cubby Chubby. We that's in the system, Lorraine. There's a song, the Cubby Chubby, that a listener to this show made and I got in trouble for. We're playing on the air, but it's
a
okay
listener to made that song.
Well, that's how I got it. A listener sent that.
Oh, wow.
So I shouldn't play it.
No,
oh,
play
I
it.
Found it.
You found it. It's
Ooh.
A barbershop quartet. We have two different versions now. The original one was made, oh my god, Eddie, 21 years ago. Holy crap,
stop this.
Oh my
time
god, what is
flying by?
What is
stop
going
it.
On, Eddie? What, how did this happen, Eddie? We were the young, cool guys, Eddie. How did this, what is going on here, Eddie? Anyway, so
we're not young and cool anymore?
I guess not.
No, we're definitely not.
Anyways, long ago, the Cubs were this close to winning the World Series, and they had all these good players, and then they choked against the Marlins, and this guy named Steve Bartman, this introvert like me, who was wearing headphones and a turtleneck, and it was a big mess. And then, but this song, play a little bit. Let's get a little taste. The Chubby Cubby song from years ago.
Cubby Chubby, because we're looking good.
Yeah.
Cubby Chubby, yes, I'm talking wood.
The Terry Wood.
Cryer, it's so
Cryer's the Dodger pitcher.
Come to the ballpark and wear Cubby Blue.
Yeah.
I got a Cubby Chubby, and it's really hard to complain about this lineup card. From top to bottom, our boys can swing. Calling the bullpen, and I go swing.
Yeah.
I got a Cubby Chubby.
That's so great.
Isn't it great?
I love the innuendos.
The barbershop.
What are you talking about?
About the Beavers.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea. It's a family-friendly song. But the barbershop quartet is really cool. It's like fun, right? It's
I imagined school. A bunch of beavers, like a barber quartet of beavers singing this
something
song.
Animated, you're saying? No, you would think actual beavers.
Yeah, that would be something.
I mean, I know you're a Disney fan. That would be a nice little attraction at Disney.
Yeah, be good.
Animatronic beavers.
Singing Cubby Chubby, yes.
Late night drug tester writes in. He says, did not watch the NBA game, but I am sure AD already out until after the new year the latest injury. Yeah, probably so. Freddie writes in. He says, A++ on the Maller monologue. Bye-bye, LeBron. It's just basketball for him. He can enjoy Cancun. If he needs help finding another team, he should go to expresspros.com. Also, go to hell, LeBron. All right, how do you really really feel on that. Anyway, we will press on, and we'll take some calls here. I see some big names, some people that think they're big names on hold.
Did you say newbie night or no?
No. Tomorrow's a newbie night. Yeah, today's just a regular night. And we'll have a little peacock talk. We'll get to that coming up. But right now,
LeBron James.
Oh, Maggie. You know, she's all grown up now. Maggie was a little girl, obviously, as you can tell from the soundbite. And her dad, who still listens to the show, her dad got delivering the newspaper back in the day, and he had his daughter with him, and she'd call up and scream things like that. So
it's one of the all-time great drops.
I think.
Sound bites on the show.
Yeah. Sweet little innocent girl yelling, "Go to hell, LeBron James."
Go to hell, LeBron James.
Does it get better than that? Yeah.
LeBron James.
I think she's... Oh, man, I don't want to say this. I'll date myself again.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
And early in the morning, right before we left here, or I left here, the Dallas Cowboys bringing back running back Ezekiel Elliott. 1 year in New England, now he's back with the team that drafted him in the first round in 2016.
So the Cowboys a year ago thought he was washed up, yeah. So he went to the Patriots and proved they were right, mm-hmm. that he is washed up, and so they brought him back.
Yeah, it makes sense. first 7 seasons of his career was in Dallas, 3rd on the all-time franchise rushing list behind Emmitt Smith and Tony Dorsett. Ezekiel Elliott back.
All right,
in Big D.
Eddie, I saved it because I want to. The reason I saved it is because I want to make sure it gets on the podcast, and we have imaging, and we're going to play it here in a second. But Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, that is implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. Fun fact!
Ben Maller fun fact.
Oh, man.
All right, last time... Oh,
I forgot about that.
I'm going to have this every freaking hour.
I know.
Every effing hour,
know,
fun fact, from
it.
Now on. Now that we've got imaging, Coop went out and got some imaging. We got a new toy.
Coop did it?
Yes, Coop did it. And now I'm inspired. Me and Alf, the alien opiner, will come up with fun facts every hour. Most of them will be about sports. Some of them will not. Play it again. I got a fun fact!
Ben Maller, fun fact.
All right. Last time the NBA playoffs got to the second round and there was no LeBron, KD, or Steph Curry, Barack Obama was the president. Donald Trump had the number one show on NBC, The Apprentice. That would be 2005, the last time that the NBA did not have LeBron, Kevin Durant, or Steph Curry make it to the second round.
It's a changing of the guard, Ben.
It's a fun fact, Eddie. That's my fun fact.
It's not so fun.
I disagree. And this could be very, very good for me. Probably not, though. Did you see that NBC has apparently outbid?
Yeah, you're screwed. They're spending all their money on the NBA. Benny, no room for Benny.
Benny versus the Penny. I think we could do basketball every day and Benny versus the Penny on the NBA. But no, NBC apparently outbid everybody for the NBA rights. And unless I'm reading this wrong, it sounds like it's just almost a guarantee that they're really no one. There's no one who's even second. They're preparing to pay $2.5 billion annually to broadcast the NBA, which for us, those that recall the good old days with John Tesh and Ahmad Rashad, is he still around? Will he come back somewhere? Ahmad Rashad?
I don't think so.
Bob, well, he's not dead. Bob Costas.
He's not working, though, is he?
I don't think so.
No.
NBC.
He had that NBA Inside Stuff show. Or...
How about Marv Albert? Marv's retired.
Oh,
let's get Marv back.
Going to talk to Kenny here in a couple days.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, Kenny should do it. Kenny does basketball. He should be the Albert
Kenny
thing.
Does every damn thing.
I know. We could have the czar of the Telestrator. We could have Mike Fratello.
Oh,
he's
man.
Still around. Bring him back. Unfortunately, Steve Snapper Jones not with us anymore.
Oh, I didn't
not
know
available.
That.
Oh. He checked out a few years ago, so he's not around. Bill Walton. I was actually talking to Sager in the hallways. We were trying to figure out like who to... Who can they bring in there if NBC gets it? But that's a big deal. So
the czar of the Telestrator.
Yeah, the czar of the
Telestrator. That's good stuff.
Yeah. $2.5 billion. That would mean Barkley is out. I would assume NBC would hire Barkley and Kenny Smith. And if those guys are even willing to go, who knows? Maybe they wouldn't want to go. Maybe they're like, that's it. I'm done. I'm out.
But Barkley has said for a while, right? He's not going to
well,
be
always
doing this for too long.
Yeah,
right?
You know, he's like he's like a tease. He's like, he wants attention. Remember when he was going to become a politician in Alabama? That was the thing. And then he said
governor.
Yeah, he's going to be the governor of Alabama. Then Barkley at one point is like, I'm out. Nobody wants to hear an old guy give basketball takes. And reminds me of Jim Rome when I early on in my career, years ago, and Rome did an interview and said, nobody wants to hear an old guy talk smack. He's still doing it. So I don't blame him. I'm the same way. Let's go to Peter in Ottawa. Hello, Peter.
How you doing, Benjamin?
If I was any better, I'd be LeBron, but not LeBron James, Peter, because he's out of the basketball playoffs.
Yeah, that's golden, man. Let's go for the Clippers then, for fun.
That's right. The people's team, the Clippers. Absolutely.
Yeah, and the reason I'm calling, Ben, you are right about the buggy situation.
Is that correct? Can you expand on that?
I work at Loblaws. It's in Ottawa for 35 years. And I started as a buggy boy. I push buggies.
Yeah. All right. See, Coop, we have 35 years. This guy's been in the business, okay? And this guy says you're a fool. He's on my side. And Eddie, you're on the wrong side of history as well.
The fact this has been going on over a weekend is crazy.
Yeah, well, there you go. But then again, I don't know about your stores, but where we work, there's called buggy corrals, where the people put the buggies in.
Well, yeah, we have those, too. We have the buggy corral.
There you go. So then when you go into the store, make sure you just park by one of those, and there you go.
No,
listen.
Thank you.
No, he's agreeing with me.
No, he's not.
He's
just saying to put the cart in the corral.
Peter's on my side. Peter, are you on my side?
He's supposed to be on your side
because your name's on the show.
No, by the letter of the law, he's on my side. Peter, 35, I bet you've seen a lot of things,
Peter. He literally just said to park by the corral.
No.
So you can
listen,
put your cart back
said
in the corral.
Right. Peter, you said I'm right. You said Ben Maller's right, Peter, right?
But park by a spot that has a buggy at the spot.
But then, you don't have to put it back because you don't. That's your job. That's your job to put it back.
Why don't you talk him back into your position?
I'm not talking back in anything. He's on it.
By your logic, you should go next time you use a public bathroom. Just smear your crap all over the walls so that the janitor has something to do.
I have done that in the past. I'm sure you've seen a lot of interesting things, Peter. In your 35 years in the business, right?
In the business. Exactly. Oh, I've seen lots of things. Don't you worry.
What's the worst, real quick, what's the worst spill you ever saw at the store?
Oh, it was the best. Okay, some little girl peed.
And
it was funny. And then my boss called one of the guys and said he moved all the glass around the pee stain and told the kid to clean it.
Oh, no. Well, that must have been a long time ago. Now you'd end up being shamed and all that. All right. Hey, Peter, call me more often. I like you, Peter. You're a character.
Okay, I'm a newbie, buddy.
All right, newbie. We got a newbie. Buggy Peter. All right, thank you. All right, there you go. See, in Canada, they're more formal. They call them buggies, you know, in Canada. But here, we just call them grocery carts. But in Canada, they're cooler people with the language. And they have great poutine, which I'm a fan of. Time now for the Who Am I game. Boston's Derek White, we just mentioned him. He became just the third player in NBA playoff history to have at least 35 points, 8 three-pointers, and 3 blocks in a game. He joins Dame Lillard and me. Who am I? The answer. We'll get to it. We'll do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Ben Maller Show never fails to amaze with all kinds of freaks of nature. Show your support for the oddities of the overnight, our patented blend of 11 herbs and audio spices like Ask Ben and Sports Jeopardy. Fill up the content plate. Follow your host on Facebook, facebook.com/Ben Maller Show, and on Instagram at Ben Maller on Fox. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Here's the Who Am I game. The Boston Celtics are one away from advancing in the playoffs. Boston's Derek White became just the third player in postseason history to have at least 35 points, 8 three-pointers, and 3 block shots in a game. He joins Dame Lillard, Dame Time, and me. Who am I? That is the question. What is the answer? And we'll see if anybody knows it. Scott is going with not Beavis, but Butthead as his answer. Larry, reporting in Nashville, says Buck E. the Beaver. This is the correct answer. Who else do we have? Andrew in the Bay Area says the answer is former FSR alumni Jim Jackson is the answer. Cowboy.
Did he used to work here?
I don't remember him here, but maybe he did. I don't know. There's a lot of people that have passed through the building over the years. Cowboy Killer says it has to be Jerry Seinfeld, who turned 70. Orb Bowling from Maller Prop Guy. Happy birthday. Well, thank you. Who else do we have? Page down. We'll skip over that. The Beard James Harden from Freddie. Rowdy Telez from Mr. Nice Guy. Page down. Farmer Fran from The Ostrich. I've not gotten any new artwork from The Ostrich in a while. He's a very talented artist there in D.C. And we've got the great Zubats, guest by Ferg Dog, Fire Marshal Bill from Milkman Mike in Colorado, Celtic and Blazers superfan Kathy in Portland. Yeah, we have not heard from Kathy. Remember Kathy used to call up in the playoffs every year and from Portland, and she loves the Blazers and the Celtics, but we've not heard from her in some time. She must have moved on to some other show. Jason Capono, a teammate of LeBron James as a rookie in Cleveland, but the Charlotte Bobcats version of that. Mr. Bentley, there's an outdated reference from Greg, the real estate mogul in Baltimore. Jeff in Tulsa going with Mr. Whipple, another fine reference that's dated. Who else do we have? Page down. I-40 Ian says, my new celebrity crush, Natasha Lou Bordizzo. Do you know who that is? I don't know who that is. I have no idea who that is. I wouldn't have known about if my 6-year-old grandson didn't want me to watch Star Wars.
Yeah, I know who she is.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't have no idea.
The Mandalorian.
She's a lovely lady, and my apologies to her. King Rory going with Pat Murphy, the Brewers manager and former college coach. He's done very well. Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie?
I do. It's former Suns and Jazz legend Jeff Hornacek.
Horny. Is it horny? No, it is not horny. That's a bad answer. The correct answer.
Wrong.
Air Canada. Vince Carter. Vinsanity. Derek White.
I just wanted us to say horny.
Yeah, I know. Derek White, Dame Lillard, and we're big in Canada, Eddie. The show's finally, we've been on in Canada for years. They finally found the show. Let's go to Jeff representing all of Canada. Where are you at, Jeff, in Canada?
I'm in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Look beautiful. All the way beautiful across city. The country, Eddie, from Ottawa. All right, real quick, Jeff. Wow. What do you got? Quickly, Jeff.
Oh, Denver to win all the way. Stanley Cup Finals.
Huh, Denver's going to win the Stanley Cup?
He just said it.
Oh.
I didn't know Denver. I know Colorado had a team. I didn't know Denver had a team. I had no idea.
It's called the Utah Mormons.
Oh, you want the, you would like the name of the team. No, the Yetis. We want the Yetis in Utah, Jeff.
Oh, Second Wives. My bad.
Oh, the second way. See, he wanted to. He was doing a Mormon joke.
Yeah.
He's doing it.
Yeah, open. Doubled down on it.
Open mic night, Jeff, is at Chuckles Comedy Club there in Vancouver. It's this weekend. So, I like that you're trying your material on this show, though. It's good. You know, it's a soft launch.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.